The learning of this tape should be Li'ilu Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Peretz Olav HaShalom.
Lines up from the still small lines. Omar Rava, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaNeitzah LiYisrael Nase Rosh. Whoever oppresses Klal Yisrael, they become a leader. And the reasoning is, like Hashem does not want to give over the Jews into a small nation. Like if somebody does have the oppressive Klal Yisrael, Hashem wants them to be prestige. So therefore they become a rush. Shinemar says, Kiloi muaf, la Hashem mutzak, they will not become weak. The one that oppresses us, Kesarishan, Hekal Arzaz Vulan, Vyatsanav Kalid, Vachun Hichbederach Yomev Rayadin, Gelila Goyim. And Omer Rav Omer Rav Yechanan, Kol HaNeitzak LiYisrael, whoever oppresses Klal Yisrael, Einu Ayif, he does not become weak. They get special power. Again, the svar is that Hashem wants them to look prestige, because they're the ones that are oppressing Klal Yisrael. First it says, Lo Yaleichem Kol Ovrei Dorech, not upon you, all people that go away. Omer Rav Omer Rav Yechanan, Mikan L'Kublonu Min HaTorah. This is what we learned yesterday. Mikan L'Kublonu Min HaTorah, Kovdal Ramabes, the first big line, Kublona min HaTorah, Rashi says, Kishodam, when you tell somebody else your problems, you're supposed to say, like Lo Yaleinu, this should not come upon you. You have to be afraid, maybe it will. That's called Kublona min HaTorah. You have right, you're supposed to say, Lo Yaleinu. Then the Pasuk says, Kol Ovrei Derech, Omer Rav Amrun Omer Rav, Osuni Ki Ovrei Aldas, you made Yerushalayim as if they transgressed the Torah. Das, Ovrei Aldas. It says, it's Hashem brought down from Shemaim upon Stoim. Hashem sent down fire from Shemaim into your bones and it'll trot you down. So it also says that the chet of Yisrael at the time of the Churban Abayis was worse than the chet of Stoim. The question is, if so, v'chimasa ponim yesh badover, how come Hashem, like, good, there was a Churban Habayis, but Klal Yisrael wasn't destroyed completely? And Stoim, if you're telling me that the Jews' Averas were worse than Stoim, so how come Stoim was wiped out completely? And Yisrael was not wiped out completely? So, what it means to say that the Chatzis Yisrael was worse than Stoim doesn't mean literally they did worse things. Just means comparatively. The Jews are supposed to be closer to Hashem. So the things that they did were worse off than the rishis that Stoim did. Stoim were goyim. So the rishis, the averus of Klal Yisrael was worse to Hashem than the averus of Stoim. So the question is, v'chimasa ponim yesh bedover? Well, that's the question. V'chimasa ponim yesh bedover? Or my rabbi, Rabbi Yechanan, mi de yisei rehoisiv Yerushalayim? No, Yerushalayim had something special, more than Stoim. Shlo hoisiv b'Stoim. Dilu b'Stoim k'siv, hinei zeho yo'avoin Stoim, achoiseich goyin sivat lechem. They had a lot of food, but they did not give any food to the poor man. There was no like stocker. But by Yerushalayim, it says the pasuk, Yidei Noshim Rachmonius Bishlo Yaldeim, that even Mashiach, they had no food, and they had to go to cook up their own children, still their Rachmonius, they shared it with their neighbor. So no matter how bad it was, the need of Rachmim still remained by Klal Yisrael. That's why there's a Sheiris Yisrael. Then it says, Silo kol abirei Hashem, b'kir b'Hashem, will trot down all the abirei, b'kir b'i, kodim shomach, like a person says to his friend, nifsalo matbeyazu, that this coin is out of circulation. That's called that Hashem will trot them down. Protzo lecha p'im, will close down their mouth, omar rovo, omar rab yechnun, b'shvil ma hiktim tel ayin. In Sefer Eicha, in a lot of the psukim, it says the pay before the ayin. Here also it says, Potsu Olaich. Why is the pay before the ayin? Bishvil Meraglim. Teaches the chet of the Meraglim. Sh'omru b'fihem mashvaro b'neim. Comes teach us this limud that they said in their mouth things they did not see. They spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Oichlei uchlei ami. Ochlu lechem. People that eat up Klal Yisrael, it's considered like they're eating bread. Hashem lo kuro, they did not call to Hashem. What does this mean? Omar Rav Aram B'yechanan. Even the goyim, when they come to rob and steal from the Jews and take away their bread, that's called toim tam lechem. Like that's called real eating, even for the goyim. But if they do not eat from the bread of Israel, here lechem means both things, lechem mamish, and also means nus, taking away the isha, the wives of the Jewish wife.
But the more he says, by the goyim, it's better Jewish wife than all of theirs. Ein toim tam lechem. They don't have any taste, any enjoyment from this world. But still, Hashem lo kirod. They're not called to Hashem. Ravom elu hadayonim. It means the yonim of the Jewish. The Jewish dayonim were false. They were not doing a good job. They did not call back to Hashem. Oshmul ama elu malam b'tinoikis. B'shas tachuban abayis. Even the rabbeim that were teaching did not do a good job. Rashi says they were fooling around. They were not doing good. They weren't a good rabbi. They were taking off too much. They're playing around too much. They weren't taking the job seriously. Mimonin. Now Gemara's question. Now Mishnah, who counted like these three malachim and these four adjaitis? Who made the count? On Ravashi, it was Anshe Knesset HaGedola Monam. They were the ones that counted, said this statement. And Amrav Yudah Marav, Dikshu Oid Limnois Echod, that they wanted to include one more. The Gemara doesn't even say the name. Rashi says it was Shlomo HaMelech. They wanted to include Shlomo HaMelech, that it should also be one of the malachim of Ein Lachen Gelola Mabo. So they wanted to do that is because of Tamar the Shoif Yoma, what happened, he took too many wives, that so Bo Demus Yukne Shalotiv, his father appeared to the Anshik Nesta Gedola, Dovid HaMelech appeared to them, for Nishti Cholos Neim in the mountain spread out in front of them, as if to pray to them, please do not include my son. Bo Yeshkichu Aleho, they didn't listen to Dovid. Bo Eish Min HaShemayim, so a fire came down from Shemayim, Bo Lichacho Eish Pistasaleim, it like scorched all the chairs they were sitting on, the Anshik Nesta Gedola. But still, let's say Loiva Shemayim means the Torah was given to us. Anshe Knesset HaGedola, they have the right to paskin. At least they thought they had a right to. We'll soon see. Is Yotza Basla Basla came on Shemayim? The Yerman said, Lehem, Chazis is Moya Demlachti. You see a person that did a good job. Lefnei Melochim Yisiatze is Bal Yisas Lefnei Chashukim. Like Shlomo Melech is not fit to be fit Lefnei Chashukim in front of the black people. In other words, not to be Zoyecha Teolam Abo. He built the base of Mikdash first before he took care of his own house. The base of Mikdash took him 7 years. He did it fast. His own house, until he slept out, it took him 13 years to build it. So the Basque also came out to protect Shloimeh. He should not be part of the Malachim of Ein Lechelik. Still, the Anshe Knesset HaGedola did not listen. They still thought fit to put him into this gzeira of Ein Lechelik Lo Mabor. Now, Yotza Basko, Basko came out of the Yom and said like this finally, HaMe'imach Yishalmenu, is it up to you to pay back? Kimasti Kiyata Tivchav Loyoni. In other words, this inyan, to give somebody Ein Lechelik Lo Mabor or not, is not in the hands of Bnei Yodim. That's not up to you. That's up to Hashem. I have a right to say it. And Hashem's will is that Shlomo Melech should be Zeicha with Olam Abo. So far, Pshan HaMishnu was, that was the answer to Knesset HaGedola talking. Now the Gemara says, Dorshe Rishumos, these were different Chachamim, people that used to dash in Rishumos, like a Remez, Yisaidis used to dash in, they used to say, Oimrim, Kulam Boyim Olam Abo. All of them, the three Malachim, the four Adjaitis, they will end up in Olam Abo. Some of them want to say, maybe there's no Machlokes. Question when they will end up in Olam Habo. They will agree also, take them much longer, but eventually they'll end up. But it doesn't say clear. Could be Pashtus and Machlokes. Our Mishnah says, Einlay means forever, and they hold no, that they will have a Chelek Olam Habo. Shneur the Pasuk says, Li Gilad, Vli Menashe, Vifrayim, Moyez Roshi, Yudah Mechoykeki, Moyev Sir Rachetzi, Aledom Eshlech Nali. And Eshlech Mulsum will dash in this book. I'll throw my shoe on Edom. Al Peleshes Hisriori Li, because the Peleshes on David Melech, I'll make him friendly. We'll soon see what that means. So Li Gilad, when the Pasuk says Li Gilad, Li Menashe, to me it's Gilad, Li is Menashe, Ze Achav. Hashem is like speaking, it's like the Shechina speaking, even on Tilim, Smash Medavid is giving a praise here, but we dashin it, the Darsh Rishum is dashin, that the Shechina itself is talking. And the Shechina is saying that Li Menashe, Li Ephraim, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, Ze Achav, it goes on to Achav. Shenofa Baromas Gilad, he was killed in Ramas Gilad. Just to say Li, that he'll be Zeicha to Olam Habo. Menashe, Kimashimo, Li Menashe means Menashe. Then it says Ephraim, Moya Yisraish, Ephraim was a strong one of the head. Ze Yeravim, it goes on Yeravim, Ben Avot. To cost him Ephraim, he came from Ephraim. He will also be Li to me. He will be Zeicha to Olam Habo. Then the book says, Yehuda Mechotki, the laws will come out from Yehuda. Zachi Teufel, that goes on Achi Teufel. To cost him Yehuda. He came from